If it's a politician's goal to appeal to the widest base, then Muslim Brotherhood candidate Amr Zaki is very good at his job. His core issue, unsurprisingly, is Islam as the center of all things political, economic, and social.
It's all encompassing. We will not be silent on this.
But the man, some fear, represents a step backward for women and religious minorities, shares the stage in a working-class Cairo district with a female community organizer and a neighborhood Christian priest.
You have honored us by being here, and your church is valued by us as much as our mosque.
And as a counterpoint to Western fears of an Islamist ascendancy after the Arab Spring, Zaki reaches out to foreign media in the front row with a message of pragmatism.
In fact, superiority in our proceeding in party, how we can build the Egyptian people.
Zaki, an urban planner with business interests abroad, combines what many people here in Egypt seem to want. Middle-class prosperity, he outlines housing developments, industrial centers, new hospitals, while retaining a deep religious faith. It's an accommodating stance that appeals to many in the voting district.
They are very moderate, okay, and they can accept all the currents and all the groups of the society, okay, and they have a very good program.
The question is, will they stay that way? Longtime dissident publisher Hisham Qasim says most political forces don't think so.
In the past, Mubarak's opposition, where I come from, did not trust the Brotherhood, okay, because of their track record in reneging on deals. And once they're in a position of power, their discourse changes completely. Okay, and their attitude in negotiations.
The accusation of opportunism has cropped up again in recent days with the Brotherhood's dealings with the ruling military council, some say at the expense of its opponents on Tahrir Square.
There is no relation between us and the army. This needs to be true.
And while the Brotherhood has been largely missing from the latest round of demonstrations, Zaki expresses support for the protesters.
I give a good attention and appreciate their efforts in Tahrir, and they understand the Muslim Brothers going to put the effort in right direction.
Publisher Qasim says that with all its promises, the Brotherhood has stretched itself too thin.
I don't think that the Brotherhood will have a very impressive performance in the elections. I think they'll end up with more seats as a party, but not enough to form a government, and nobody will enter a coalition with them.
But on one thing, both Qasim and Zaki agree. Elections are the only way forward.
The election is a good chance for our country. We need to proceed with it, to finalize it. We need to proceed to finalize this part of our history.
Whatever the Brotherhood's future direction, for this election, Zaki has embraced the spirit of the process. Elizabeth Barrett, VOA News, Cairo.
Yalla, move, please, please move.